7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode, and it is going to be the... Tim, what episode are we doing?
We are doing the NFC North this week, and we will be doing...
We will be starting off with the shittiest team, and then there's the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, this is going to be a really, really, really long fucking episode for me. I have a feeling.
So, regardless, we are doing the NFC North, and Chicago Bears are our first episode. Tom, you are back from vacation.
I did not want to come back from Costa Rica, but I knew we were talking about the Bears this week, and I had to come back for this.
Tom, Josh thought you were going to be pretty mad at me.
I thought so.
No.
I mean, I didn't say I was rubbing your wife's bitties. I said you were rubbing your wife's bitties. I think that's okay.
Did she listen to the episode?
I don't think so. She hasn't brought those comments up yet. So.
Better question. Did you rub her bitties?
A little bit.
All right.
Better question. Why is she not listening to our episodes?
Normally she does, but...
What a liar.
We were on vacation.
Has she lied throughout your whole relationship? is this marriage hour?
Cause frequently, she repeats something you said in an episode, Tim, and says, man, he's a freaking moron. So I know she listens.
All right, fair enough.
Again, we are Pony Cake Sports. You guys can follow us on Twitter, at Pony Cake Sports, at Pony Cake Tom, at Pony Cake Tim. Email us, ponycakesports@gmail.com, and our website, ponycakesports.com. And check out our buddies, Cleat Geeks, on their website, cleatgeeks.com, and their Twitter, at Cleat Geeks. Tweet them. Let them know that we are the ones that sent you. And, yeah, good stuff over there.
Cleat Geeks loves bitties. Loves them.
Loves
bitties. Loves them. They love women bitties. They like man bitties. They like all types of bitties over at Cleat Geeks.
Bitties are bitties. Let's move on to the Bears. And let's...
Wait, hold on. I'm going to need this.
Yeah, you are.
For the whole year.
So let's start off with their stats for last year. And again, not good. 3-13. That is a winning percentage of .188. Yes, that's not a typo.
It's pretty good. There's room for improvement, though.
The most impressive thing.
Sounds like me in high school.
The most impressive thing that they had three home wins. That's good. And their road, 0-8.
Ooh,
not stellar.
Yeah, I was at the Colts game when the Bears played them, and they lost.
See, why would you even pay money to do that? Like, you're literally going to watch a good NFL team beat up on a high school team.
They scored 279 points.
Point differential of -120. I know you were looking for the points against. I'll just give you the point differential.
I had the points against. Oh. I knew what it was.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
Dramatic pause.
The very worst by far. They were the worst by 108 points. Not good. Nothing to really... What else can you build on? I guess the defense was okay. They just didn't have anybody scoring on their team outside of Jordan Howard.
Yeah, it's tough for me to get hyped about the Bears because they're just...
It gets...
They're so bad.
They're so bad. Like, I did, like, fantasy rankings for the whole division, right? And it's, like, you know, by position. Quarterback, running back, so on. For quarterback, I have number 1, Rodgers. Number 7, Stafford. Number 23, Bradford. And then I just put an NA. Like, that's not even a joke. You guys can see. Because I didn't even have a quarterback. Not applicable.
Well, let's talk about free agency because they did lose a quarterback. Brian Hoyer, he goes from the Bears to the San Francisco 49ers.
I like how you start with Brian Hoyer.
So, I'm starting from the top. He's, like, the most impressive person that was on the Bears.
He's a starting NFL quarterback for the Niners.
Yeah. So now I'm going to go to their other starting quarterback that they had. It was the great Matt Barkley. When he played for the Bears, he was fantastic for like a week and a half. And then he went to the 49ers as well. The 49ers, apparently, they know something the Bears didn't, and they went out and got the quarterbacks.
They're just robbing the Bears blind.
Next up, I guess we can talk about one Logan Paulson. He goes to the 49ers as well.
Woo!
Man, the 49ers are just hitting the jackpot with that Bears. All right, and the big money player. We have Alshon Jeffrey. He ends up leaving. He goes to the Eagles. One-year deal, $9.5 million.
I don't blame the Bears for not paying Alshon. Alshon, some people consider him to be a legit number one starting wide receiver for an NFL team. But you got to be scared with how he has been. Last year was his contract year, and he just shit the bed. It looked like he didn't want to play. He couldn't come back from injuries. So I understand why the Bears didn't want to sign him to a long-term deal.
You know what? I blame every one of Alshon Jeffrey's issues when it came to contract talks on Brandon Marshall. He has that attitude that I know better. I'm the guy. I'm the best. He has had one basically amazing year. He had another good year in 2014, but he had his big year in 2013, his sophomore year, followed up with an okay year in 2014, and hasn't done anything since. He's been injury plagued throughout his career, and I feel like he let the Brandon Marshall syndrome get to him a little bit. Hopefully he starts over. I was a huge fan of his coming out of South Carolina. I love the pick for the Bears when they were able to draft him in the second round back in 2012. Sad to see him go, but was not happy at all with how the whole relationship unfolded.
Couple other deletions. Jay Cutler, he is gone, retired.
He's an announcer now.
Yep.
Everyone's hoping in Chicago media that when he's in the booth, when like someone throws a pick, he's like, oh, yep, been there before. Like, oh, I hope he just makes fun of himself.
Eddie Royal, he ended up getting cut, so he's no longer on the Bears. And also, a shocker, in my opinion, one Tracy Porter. I thought that was a weird move for the Bears. Well,
there had to be some health issues there or something.
He was probably their best cornerback last year.
Yeah. He was by far their best corner. It had to be some sort of health issue.
So let's go through the 27 signings the Bears had.
Well, 2017, not 27. Yeah. That's not a year.
No, 27 signings they pretty much had in free agency.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's pretty – I'm not going to go through every single one because some of these people are – it is what it is. But they pretty much signed 27 guys in the offseason, free agency.
A lot.
That's a ton. I'm going to first start off with the great Mark Sanchez, quarterback.
Hurt.
Yes, and there's talk about how he will not even be the number two quarterback, which is what they were hoping for. Another quarterback, Mike Glennon, coming over from Tampa Bay, gave the guy a 3-year, $45 million deal.
That's my quarterback.
So, yeah, pretty much what a 1-year deal and then a prove it type thing. So, we'll see what happens with that.
Like a 1.5. They still owe him a decent amount of money in year two. I would say he's definitely going to be in Chicago through 2 years, unless for some god-awful reason, Mitchell Trubisky ends up starting games here this year. But I like Glennon this year and into next year. And then if they're still terrible, they'll slowly bring in the one Mitchell Trubisky.
I'm going to stay with the offense here, and I'm going to talk about tight end Deion Sims coming over from Miami. Not the biggest name, but he is.
They paid him like it was.
Exactly. They did pay him. And then they went out, and we'll talk about that later, drafted a tight end. So a little weird that they did that. Wide receiver Marcus Wheaton. Coming over from the Steelers, 2-year deal. Kendall Wright coming over from Tennessee, kind of flamed out over there. Pretty much the Bears are going out and getting all these castaways. Victor Cruz coming over from the Giants. So pretty much, again, old, broken down guys. They should have just kept Eddie Royal.
It's an interesting strategy for the Chicago Bears.
We'll see if it pays off, Cotton. Yeah.
did you mention Kendall Wright?
I did. I just did.
Oh, okay, you did mention Kendall Wright. Yeah. Okay.
You listening?
Do you need a Q-tip, Tim?
I was looking at, honestly, I got basically entrenched in friggin' Deion Sims' stupid-ass contract, $18 million over 3 years with $10 million guaranteed. Son of a bitch.
So regardless, we're going to go to the defensive side, and they really addressed the secondary. They ended up going with Quentin Demps, quality backup or starter for the Bears. You know,
yeah, on most NFL teams, he would be like a special teams player / backup safety. But he's penciled in right now as a starting strong safety for the Chicago Bears.
The Bears address their secondary the same way that they address their wide receiving core. Hey, we don't have anybody. Let's pick up all these people that are old and have never worked out anywhere and hope that they work on our team. You know, I get where the Bears are coming from, though. There was no one really available in free agency or the draft in the secondary who would have been any good at all. So, it was a joke, you guys. The Bears made some stupid decisions.
They also signed Marcus Cooper and Prince Amukamara.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, he's been great for a long time.
I really like the Cooper signing. Amukamara hasn't been able to stay healthy anywhere. He was first-round pick for the Giants, and Jacksonville kind of flamed out. could never stay on the field. That's been his issue his whole time in the NFL. So I highly doubt that he's going to stay on the field for more than 8 to 10 games this year for the Bears. You know, they kind of just have that curse around them. Whenever they sign anyone, they just suck.
My favorite signing the Bears did was re-signing Sam Acho. I mean, honestly, out of all of that, he is my favorite player that they signed. Re-signed. Because you want to know why? Because he doesn't suck.
He sounds like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Well, that too.
He's good. He's on the score, 670th score all the time. He seems like a really cool guy. More of a special team role player.
Yeah.
Not going to really make a lot of impact plays.
Starting on the Bears.
Yeah, he'll probably end up starting for the Bears.
No, he's not
going to start
on the Bears. Get the hell out of here, you idiots. No, well, the part that scares me is their whole secondary next year will be completely different again.
Well, the thing is, I don't think we've been rating the free agency. Normally, we just rate the draft, but I want to rate this free agency.
The Bears had tons of money to spend this offseason, and they decided to just split it up evenly between 27 guys instead of getting a couple impact guys who can come out and who are actual NFL starting level players. I'm going to give them an F.
This is actually worse. Today is worse than I ever thought imaginable. It's like I have
just
nothing.
Just wait till
to
you
say.
See their draft grade, Tim.
I have nothing. Oh, I don't need to see it. I gave it the worst grade out of anyone.
It's like they drafted 27 people and they said, "We're gonna treat you like a group of gladiators. We're gonna put you on the field and whoever survives and you're the starter." And some of these guys are okay, and I use that term loosely. But
the only way the Bears are okay this year is if Denzel Washington pretends like he's the coach from Remember the Titans again and comes in and takes over for John Fox.
Yeah. Sunshine needs to be the quarterback, I guess.
I can see Mitchell Trubisky being Sunshine.
Dying his hair blonde.
Close enough.
Well, let's stop talking about these impact players and let's talk about the draft that the Chicago Bears had. And they picked, number 3, right? And then they did what, Tom?
Bears, like Josh said, started with the number 3 overall pick in the draft, which is pretty high. Normally, when you have this pick, there's no need to trade up and trade half your draft picks in the draft away to move up one spot or
no.
to trade future draft picks away.
No need.
But the Bears ended up getting shellacked by first-year GM John Lynch of the San Francisco 49ers.
This is what it sounds like.
They moved up to the number 2 spot and drafted quarterback Mitchell Trubisky from UNC. This pick was a total shocker. I don't think I'm ever going to delete the video of Tim's reaction. It was absolutely priceless.
It is on Twitter, by the way, so please check that out.
I think I was the only one of us three that predicted my final mock that the Bears are going to take quarterback.
Not at 2 or 3.
No, I thought they were going to trade back and get Watson, which would have been smart. But I get the pick. Look, the Bears, they play 2 divisional teams twice a year and witness what having a franchise quarterback means to a team. And I think they're just sick and tired of not having a franchise quarterback. And they're sick of being hot garbage and standing no chance at winning the NFC North. To win in the NFL, you need a franchise quarterback. Trubisky, he only had 1 year starting at North Carolina. It was pretty impressive 1 year, though. Went 8-5 as a starter. He's a athletic quarterback, move around the pocket. He's got a big frame, quality arm. He checks a lot of the boxes that you're looking for a starting quarterback. Can make all the throws when given time. I'm worried about his transition, though, to the NFL game. He spent almost 99% of his snaps in shotgun, which that's not going to roll in the NFL, especially with the Bears. He struggled on John Gruden's quarterback camp TV show.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. I want a quarterback that knows what a hard 2 count is. Hard 2, hard 2! Hard 2, hard 2! Set up! Set up! Come on, man! Hard 2, hard 2.
Listen, I'm over the fact everyone saw how miserable I was after this pick, how just it literally tore my heart out of my chest. I thought the Bears had Jamal Adams. I thought they had Solomon Thomas once they traded up. That's who I thought that they were trying to steal from the 49ers. But it's over. It's done with. Now, I said, Bears, whatever you do, do not draft a quarterback in the first round. I'm begging and pleading with you. They did it anyway. Now I am begging and pleading with you Do not let Mitchell Trubisky see the field in the regular season in 2017. Please, for the love of God, don't let him in a goddamn game. Keep him behind Mike Glennon. Let him try to learn. Let him try to grow up and become a man. I have been frustrated just as much as any Bears fan about wanting that franchise quarterback. Any franchise quarterback in the NFL right now has done what? They've sat behind someone for at least a little bit of time.
Andrew Luck did.
Jameis Winston.
Recently, Jameis Winston came out early. Mariota. Even Marcus Mariota. I think even, well, but
normally, when the quarterback's good, they don't need to sit and they can just go and play day one.
All the Hall of Fame quarterbacks right now in the NFL sat for quite some time.
Not John Elway.
I don't even know.
Dan Marino didn't either.
I was not even born yet. I don't know when those idiots were drafted. My point is Tom Brady, he sat. Aaron Rodgers, he sat. These guys, multiple Super Bowl, multiple MVP, sit him. Sit him and just let him learn. For the love of God.
Pretty much what Tim's getting at is that Mitchell Trubisky is a total project. And the Bears...
He's a project.
He's a project.
Yes, he is.
He's a project. He's not... Listen, the Bears, because of how early it was, are the most criticized. I still stand by the fact that I think that the Chiefs jump up and draft pick is far worse of a waste of a pick and gave up more for what they did to get the kid out of Texas Tech.
They also moved up like 17 spots. The Bears only had to move up one spot and gave up similar value.
Well, they ended up really only losing out on a third-round draft pick next year is essentially what, and then like a sixth or something like that is what they ended up actually losing. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm not condoning it. But I would take what the Bears did to get their guy over what the Chiefs did.
What John Lynch did to the Chicago Bears on draft night, he pretty much... It was like, Tim, you're at your first grade choir concert, and little Josh comes behind you and de-pantses you in front of everyone. The whole school's there.
Because it's funny. Like,
it's live stream on Facebook. Everyone just saw you, Tim, in your little whitey tighties, and you're all embarrassed. That's what happened to the Bears. Straight up.
On you. I didn't wear underwear, so I don't know where the Bears are coming from in this situation, but I agree. They got de-pants. They got made fun of. They not only got de-pants, but they got de-pants... And they got, like, an awkward mole on their left nut. That's what happened. Like, they got exposed for the world to see. I don't want to talk about it anymore. You guys are just getting heated.
Yeah, I'm going to move on to the the second pick of the Chicago Bears. With this pick, kind of confused me, just like the first pick did. They were either trying to be, A, the smartest guys in the room on draft night, or B, piss off their fan base with their second-round pick. The Bears selected tight end Adam Shaheen from Ashland. Adam, he was getting a lot of pre-draft hype. Big dude, 6'6", nearly 280 pounds, former basketball player, pretty athletic for his size. All the highlights, though, that the NFL Network showed were his basketball highlights, which is pretty interesting for a second-round draft pick. His speed's decent. I think it was 4.78, 4.79, similar to Gronk's, but the football highlights are out there. And it looks like he's playing a bunch of 8th grade boys. He's just so much bigger than them. No one really matches his size or his athletic ability. So it's going to be interesting to see what this kid can bring to the table. He's going to need to work on his technique. Struggled a lot with hand placement while run blocking. Struggled with his hands getting off press coverage. Pick was definitely a little bit of a reach in my eyes. And I think the Bears drafted another guy who's going to be a project. And they had a really good chance to draft two guys who could be impact players, especially in this draft, and I think they totally missed on both these picks.
So I was extremely mad that they did not draft corner here. You guys know that. I was begging. They took pretty much any corner. Didn't matter who. Didn't matter if it was a third-round grade. I didn't care. I just wanted a corner. They didn't do that. They went with Adam Shaheen. I told Tom a couple weeks back on one of the stations I was listening on, they had Bill Polian, and Bill Polian was on there, and he said, what you want out of these, you know, Division II or these, you know, secondary grade, you know, schools that aren't Division I is if you're drafting someone from there, you want them to have two things mostly. Have crazy physical attributes and dominate the competition at that level. And he did both of those things. He did. So while I am not a fan of the pick, I MF'd this pick left and right. And I basically, that whole weekend was one of the worst weekends of my life. You guys laughed hysterically the night of the first round, all the texts we were sending back and forth. I was miserable. With that said, again, I'm hoping that Pace knew what he was doing. Maybe Shaheen comes out there and he becomes a, which isn't really that hard to do, a top 10 tight end.
My only thing with Adam Shaheen is when he comes out of high school, he weighed 210 pounds. When he, or I think that was when he started playing football at Ashland. So out of high school, 2014, he weighed 225. And now he weighs 277 pounds. Still a pretty cut individual. And he ate a lot of burritos. That's pretty much what he's told everybody, how he gained all that weight.
Yeah. He loves Chipotle.
But listen, how many of these college football players do you think just eat whatever the hell they want and work out all day? Right? I mean, come on. I feel like that's a fairly common thing.
I just think it's weird that you go from that to that quick. I shouldn't say that quick. I just...
Are you accusing Adam Shaheen of something?
No.
Are you accusing... You yeah. sound pretty accusatory.
Maybe he's just abusing those burritos. I don't know. He's shaking his head right now.
Tim has like a vein coming out of his like forehead right now. It's pretty excellent. I wish you could all see it. But I'm going on to the pick that the Bears made that I absolutely loved. It took a while for them to draft a guy that I liked. It happened on day three. The Bears got Eddie Jackson, a safety from Alabama, in the fourth round. The Bears had a pretty horrendous safety duo last season, so upgrading the position was a big-time need. He struggled in college staying healthy, which was probably the reason why he lasted into the fourth round. This dude's a ball hawk. He could slide into free safety right away and contribute on special teams. Was excellent in punt and kick returns at Alabama. Another thing that the Bears definitely need. Kid's good in man coverage. He was a converted cornerback his freshman year. Needs to work on his tackling like majority of the DBs in this draft class. But this he's not a big-time thumper, but this was excellent value for the Bears. Just needs to worry about his health.
Exactly, his health. The Bears, guess what? We're going to go with an unproven quarterback at one. We're going to go with a Division II guy at two. And you know what? Our first and lone Division I guy that we pick in this draft, yeah, it's going to be a guy who can't stay healthy who's coming off of a broken leg. It makes no sense to me. I hear all the things that you're saying, Tom. I would have loved this pick without a broken leg if he would have been able to stay healthy for 1 year. But this is just typical bad drafting MO. Taking the unknown, trying to be the smartest guy in the room, and then taking guys who are coming off of injury who you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what you're going to get out of him. I hate it. Hate it so much.
Another pick for the Bears in the fourth was Tariq Big Daddy Cohen, another small school kid. Some people refer to him as the human joystick. Extremely small, though, only 5'6". Played at North Carolina A&T. I have no idea what conference or division that is, but the Bears are going to probably try to use him as that Darren Sproles type running back, third down pass catching specialist. There's no way he's going to be able to compete to be a starting running back for the Bears, but it gives them an added weapon that they desperately need.
This is the first time in my life that I was watching the fourth round of the NFL draft and my team was picking, and I almost broke my fucking computer because I was so incredibly mad. His highlight tape consists of him catching the ball with one hand and then doing backflips and catching the ball at the same time. I don't care if he's a human joystick. What are the other stupid ass fucking nicknames that he's
Big Daddy.
Yeah. Big Daddy, and then there was another one too that didn't make any sense. If you look, I can't remember what it is. But yeah, running back. This is now the third year in a row under Ryan Pace era, which the first two, you know what? Jeremy Langford, props to you, you did well. Jordan Howard did fantastic, but yeah, okay, yeah. Go with another running back. Don't worry about your secondary. Don't worry, Ryan Pace. They'll be okay. Or your wide receivers. We can just sign 85-year-old men, about 100 of them.
But I did say that the Bears were going to go out and draft running back. So
you did.
I said it, Tim.
I'm proud of it.
Probably Tim's favorite pick for the Bears was in the fifth round, offensive tackle Jordan Morgan from Kutztown. It's Tim's alma mater, his favorite university in the world. But the Bears coached him at the Senior Bowl. He's undersized, only 6'3", close to 300 pounds. Most likely will be moved inside to play interior offensive lineman, one of the guard spots, but another total project. But when you look at this draft, that's all it is. It's filled with a bunch of projects, a bunch of guys that have extremely low floors and pretty high ceilings. And this could be the last season for John Fox and Pace if none of these guys come out and produce. I really don't look at one or more than one guy who could come in and be a starter day one. I think Jackson has a chance, but we'll see what type of a player he is coming off of his broken leg, which is a pretty tremendous injury for a safety.
No, none of them will be starters. I promise you that, barring any injuries. Tarik Cohen's other nickname was Chicken Salad.
Chicken can salad.
Yeah. So just so
makes
you know.
Sense.
And yeah, Jordan Mart from Kutztown University, because that's a place. Because that, I mean, he had to, oh my God. It makes no sense. I hate it. I hate everything about it. I hate you, Tom. I'm just getting more and more upset. Tom, you hit the nail on the head. None of these guys are going to be starting for the 2017 Chicago Bears.
Where is Kutztown?
I have no idea.
Probably like Alabama.
Josh, I don't know. It's not a place. He literally just, I honestly think he made a paper sign that said Kutztown University and then just started like running suicides outside. And the Bears were like, oh, yeah, no, that's a big fella. He's great at football.
I'm going to try to cheer you up, Tim.
Don't.
If you had to give the Bears a grade for this draft, what would you give them?
An H. It was the worst draft I have ever seen. Just because it's my team. They reached in every place that they could have. They gave away picks that they didn't have to. It was an absolute embarrassment. Going back to your DePants analogy, they got DePants and they didn't even have a penis. They had an innie. It was that embarrassing.
They just had a Barbie doll.
Right, yeah. They had a Ken. They had a Ken doll. They got DePants and they had a Ken doll.
Pennsylvania, by the way. Pennsylvania.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to give them an F, though. I think by far the worst draft of any other team I've covered. We're almost halfway done, but I don't think any team's going to be worse than the Chicago Bears.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope we circle back and all these guys are starting by the end of the year and that Mitchell Trubisky is the quarterback. I would love nothing more than to eat crow on this.
Yeah, not going to happen. So let's move on to the next next subject, fantasy football.
Fantasy football. So, I mean, again, where do I begin, Josh? I mean, I'm not going to talk quarterback. Mike Glennon didn't really play. I don't know what he even could have done. I mean, Cameron Meredith, I guess, outside of the Jordan Howard, was the lone bright spot, right? So you had Cameron Meredith. He was ranked 41. The lone bright spot on your team is the 41 ranked wide receiver, but
He came out big, though, in the final couple games.
Final four games, every game was over two touchdowns. Every game was over 10 points. He had six games with 10 points or more. So,
which is good.
Yeah, a bench wide receiver, right? Maybe even a wide receiver three if needed. Jeremy Langford, though, right? That's the golden goose of this team, the number nine ranked running back in fantasy football. And no, Tom, am I wrong?
Did you say Jeremy Langford?
Yeah.
Did I say Jeremy Langford?
Yeah.
I'm looking. I don't know why.
You're trying to talk out for your boy, and you're talking about Jeremy Langford.
So, Jordan Howard, I mean, you guys know who I meant. Shut up.
You're all frustrated. It's so cute.
I am. I'm so upset. Three rushing attempts in the first two games of the season. Still finished as the number nine ranked back with over 200 fantasy points. That's a great year. Had three games with over 20 points in the playoffs. When you think of
playoffs,
week 13 sometimes starts the wild card, or week 14 maybe. So week 13, just under 30 points. Week 14, 11. Week 15, 17.3. Week 16, 12.8. Even if you went into week 17 for some reason in your stupid ass league, 13.5. These are the weeks you want big numbers out of your guys. Jordan Howard produced that. With that said, I am scared for him. this year. I am scared for him this year. I don't know. You see all the time in the NFL, the sophomore season be the year that guys struggle, especially at running back, especially I still do have faith. I brought him up before, but Jeremy Langford, he could potentially try to take some carries. Who knows, Tariq Cohen, if they try to get him being a joystick out of the backfield with some stupid screen passes or something. Who knows? Interested to see how the Bears are able to take the pressure off of a young Jordan Howard.
Personally, I like Jordan Howard a lot, but I think he's going to struggle to become that elite fantasy running back. You look last year, he caught just over 50% of his targets. That's not good. The Bears brought in Benny Cunningham, who is a pass-catching running back. They brought in Tariq Cohen, who is a pass-catching running back. So, in my eyes, I think Howard's going to be on the field less, especially when it's third and 8+. Howard probably won't be on the field. They got two guys who could do his job better. And Howard has struggled with injuries throughout his career. He was banged up in his final year at Indiana and then banged up when he was playing D2 football. But his year last year was outstanding. Came out of nowhere. Was he a fifth or sixth round pick for the Bears? And yep. Most people were taking him anywhere between round 12 and 14 in fantasy drafts. He came out and probably led your team to the playoffs.
If you would have listened here, I believe there was a guy on this show who said that Jordan Howard was going to be the man.
That was a hell of a pick, Josh.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Josh, thoughts?
Yeah, I like Jordan Howard. But like you guys said, I'm going to say the same thing. It just, it's not frustrating, but it may be frustrating to own him as a fantasy owner. And there may be some of those games where they're down by a lot and they need to throw the ball a lot. And he's not going to get, you know, your 18 to 22 carries that you want. And when it comes down and you need to throw the ball a lot, you're going to see some Benny Cunningham. You're going to see some whatever that idiot's name is, Cohen. So you're going to see a lot of those different guys in the backfield compared to him, I think, if you are down a little bit.
And then let's just talk. We'll go back to quarterback. The 54th ranked quarterback in the fantasy football world last year, Mike Glennon. One game, 75 yards, one touchdown. He had a 2-point conversion as well.
Pretty impressive.
I think he only had 15.
10 for snaps. 11 last year, Josh. 10 for 11. That's over 90%. Not sure if you can do the math there, champ. That's the new quarterback of my Chicago Bears.
Yeah, he had 15 snaps last year, I believe.
Realistically, where do you guys see Glennon finishing fantasy-wise? Do you think in a two-quarterback league, is he going to be worth taking an early pick on, like somewhere between the 15th and 20th ranked quarterback?
No. To me, no. I don't see – the part that scares me is I just have this terrible feeling he's going to get injured. I really do.
My only thing is, I don't know who the giraffe is going to throw the ball to.
Cameron Meredith, Kevin White, Marcus Wheaton, Victor Cruz, Reuben Randall, Kendall Wright. Do I have to keep going? Wow. Oh, okay. What, Zach Miller, Deion Sims, Adam Shaheen, Jordan Howard.
It's a lot of
Jeremy Langford, Kadeem Carey.
A lot of mediocre weapons.
If you stick all those guys on the field, though, it's going to be hard to cover them all, Josh.
Yeah.
In all honesty, though, like fantasy-wise, right now, Cameron Meredith, according to ESPN's ADPs, going as the 43rd receiver. I could see him finishing top 30. So I think that's good value there. He has to throw it to someone, and that's who was dominating the looks, the targets at the end of the season last year. Like Tim said, four straight double-digit fantasy scoring points in the fantasy playoffs pretty much. So he's the hot guy right now. He's got good size.
And if he can take the pressure off,
yeah,
and Kevin White can stay healthy,
it's not going to happen.
Kevin White gets one last shot.
Whatever.
You just hate the Bears so much, Josh.
No, I don't. I don't think Cameron Meredith is the answer. That's all. That's just me thinking out loud.
Let's get some predictions for their schedule. It's pretty tough to open the season. Tim, what do you got them at? How long does it take them to get a win? Let's go this way right now.
I think they have a shot at a win week 5, Monday Night Football at home against the Vikings. That's the first game that I have them even close. I feel like they lose those first four games probably by double digits in both. If I'm a betting guy.
I don't see the Bears getting a win till week 13. That's when they play the San Francisco 49ers. But they open the season up. It's really rough. The Falcons, the Bucks, Steelers, Packers. I think the Vikings are in a comeback this year. We saw that team when they were healthy, that they were one of the best defenses in the game of football. I like their draft a lot. I think it's going to be a terrible start for the season. And when you go into week, let's say 8 or 9, and you're 0-8, you're putting your rookie quarterback in, and then Mitchell Trubisky is going to find out what the NFL is about. And the Bears are going to struggle even worse.
Who do they play week 13?
13's the Niners.
The Niners.
Right. At home.
And you think John Lynch, after de-panting the Bears and reaping all of its glory, isn't going to want to go into Chicago and do it again? Bears lose that game, young man.
Then they might not win till week 16 when they face the Browns at home.
Yeah, I think the Bears win 2 games, and that's in the preseason, and then they don't win any in the actual NFL season in 2017.
You're predicting
I'm going to go over.
You're an over, 0-16.
Yeah.
Now that is
if there was a possibility for 17 losses, I would choose it.
From top to bottom, though, I think the Bears have one of the top 5 worst rosters in the NFL right now. Normally, the draft, you're supposed to replenish that roster with capable talent that can come in, be cheap starters. That's what all the good teams do. And the Bears didn't do that in this draft. They're swinging for the fences with all their draft picks, and I think they're going to strike out with all 5 of their picks. Bears will be 1-15 and draft Josh Rosen first overall next season.
I want to say, oh my God. I want to say this. I hate beating up the Bears, and I'm enjoying it because it is Tim, yes. But at the same time, I am being as honest as I can with, I'm looking at the roster, just like you said, probably one of the worst rosters top to bottom. Now, defense-wise, their defense was very underrated last year. I thought their defense was pretty good. They got some good pieces to the puzzle. But at the same time, you go out and you get a Prince Amukamara, you get a Quentin Demps, you get some guys that kind of make a little bit of sense, but at the same time, you cut a Tracy Porter, who was your number one corner last year. You get, I just didn't understand how you get rid of somebody like that and then bring in an Eddie Jackson who has proven he can't stay healthy yet. And it just it was really mind blowing on what the Bears did in the offseason, and that's where my questions are for the Bears, and that's why I hate them this year. They are my team to hate, and I am rooting for them to lose every game, even though we do live in Chicago. And I really, you know, deep down inside, I always want to see a Chicago team win just because it is Chicago. But I hate them this year.
Listen, from a Bears fan who wants them to succeed, their offensive line is much better, has improved dramatically over the last couple of years. Their defense, and actually their front 7, is very, very good, actually. Leonard Floyd and Pernell McPhee are very, very underrated in that pass rush. So that's something to look for. I feel like that defense, if they can get some secondary help, is going to be much, much better. With that being said, I feel like they're going to have to be at their very best while some other teams are at their very worst in order to win some games. I have them at an identical 3-13.
Wishful thinking. That's all I have to say.
Listen, they always play the Vikings tough, division rivals. They always play the Lions tough. There's a chance they can split with either one, if not both of those teams. The Vikings are not going to be very good this year, I don't think. And I'm not sure how good the Detroit Lions are going to be. So I do not see the Vikings being very good. I don't.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. I have them going over. What do you have them going?
2-14.
You just changed it again?
Yeah.
The Vikings' strength on the offensive side of the ball plays right into the Bears' strength. That's why I think those games are going to be much closer. The Bears are going to have trouble scoring still against Minnesota's defense, which obviously can be very, very tough at times. But still, where are the Vikings going to be great at? Little dump-off passes, short passes, and a running game. The Bears are going to be able to stop that. The Bears are going to be very well prepared for the Minnesota Vikings. Now, Matthew Stafford, on the other hand, the Detroit Lions, where he can whip the ball all around the field, that's the type of team that the Bears are going to struggle against.
Well, do we have anything else for this lowly team in 2017.
I'm still cleaning the spit off my computer for when I started yelling earlier.
I wish we could do four episodes just trolling the Bears this week instead of covering the whole NFC North. But the Bears are going to be miserable this year. I'm going to love it. There's certain radio stations out here where crazy fans just call in, crazy Bears fans, and it's going to be wonderful for September through December this year.
Yeah, needless to say, I'm happy we only get to talk about them once because that's all I need.
Me too. This day was terrible. End the damn show.
So, I hope you guys all enjoyed us, probably not, bashing the Bears, but I mean, there is some upside with one Mitchell Trubisky, and who knows, maybe Kevin White will come around once in a while.
The draft will be fun next year for the Bears. They're pretty much locked in a top three pick again, and you know, they might trade up and take another quarterback, so it might be exciting, and I'm pretty pumped for you Bears fans. Next April is going to be great for you.
Then it would be really the battle of the gladiators to see who wins.
Competition, baby.
Tim, any other last thoughts?
Shut the fuck up and end the show.
All right, that vein hasn't left his forehead yet. Not happy. Awesome.
All right, everybody, that's all that we have for you. That is the NFC North talk for the Chicago Bears. Hope you guys enjoyed. And as always, we are Pony Kick Sports. Follow us on Twitter at Pony Kick Sports, at Pony Kick Tom, at Pony Kick Tim. Check us out on email. Or email, send us an email, ponykicksports@gmail.com. Check us out on our website, ponykicksports.com. Check out our buddies on their website, cleatgeeks.com, and also tweet at them, at cleatgeeks. Let them know we are the ones that sent you. Hope you guys enjoy. Check out the next episodes that we have, the Lions, the Vikings, and the Packers.
Oh, my.
Not in that order. Thank you very much. See you next time.